This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump denied any wrongdoing Wednesday in a July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, even as congressional Democrats said that Trump tried to pressure the Ukrainian leader into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden's son. Speaking Wednesday afternoon in New York, Trump said he supports the Ukrainian leader's effort to combat what he called massive corruption. And he derided impeachment investigations against him as a joke.
When they look at the information, it's a joke. Impeachment for that? When you have a wonderful meeting or you have a wonderful phone conversation?
A summary of the phone call between the two presidents was released one day after the U.S. House of Representatives speaker said the Democratic-led chamber was launching an official impeachment inquiry. Hunter Biden did serve on the board of a Ukrainian gas company at the time his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev, but there's been no evidence of wrongdoing by either the former vice president or his son. Meanwhile, members of Congress were able to review a whistleblower complaint that triggered the impeachment investigations against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, said he found the complaint disturbing, especially a part that said the Justice Department reluctantly sent the report to Congress.
I think it's a travesty that this complaint was withheld as long as it was because it was an urgent matter. It is an urgent matter. And there was simply no basis to keep this from the committee.
The summary's disclosure came one day after Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced formal impeachment inquiries into Trump and the allegations that he sought Ukraine's help to smear a political opponent and help his reelection.